13, it's written, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do the people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus said so many different things about who he is. The woman at the well in John 4, the woman said, I know that the Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. I am the Christ. John 6:35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6:51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. 8:12, I am the light of the world. 10:7, I am the gate for the sheep. 10:11, I am the good shepherd. 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then the passage that we looked at last week when you experienced the stations, I am the vine, you are the branches. Who do you say he is? Who do you say Jesus is? Palm Sunday. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, as prophesied in the passage that Ken read, Zechariah 9:9. In doing so, Jesus is proclaiming his identity as a king, as the Christ. He is also declaring what he is not. He is not a soldier. He is not an emperor. He is not a militant king ready to defeat Rome. The laying of cloaks, that symbolizes honor for his royal status, and it is an act of submission done only for a king. The palm branches, this is interesting to me, the palm branches call us back to the stories of the festival, the Feast of Booths, which is, this is Old Testament stuff, this is the Exodus story. A feast designated to remind Israel of God's deliverance from Egypt. In every observance of the Feast of Booths, this is the quote from Leviticus, the people would take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Christ was celebrated as the one who would ultimately bring his people out of captivity, the slavery of sin. And Jesus was welcomed by palm branches, just like the Feast of Booths commemorated deliverance. A new Feast of Booths. Guess what? 7 days. What's today? Palm Sunday. What's next Sunday? And what is this week called? Oh, Feast of Booths. Holy Week, a new feast, a booze, a time for rejoicing, for reflection, for grieving, and then for true celebration on Easter. It's interesting that after using the branches and the cloaks, after shouting the hosannas, which all proclaimed him as King and Messiah, Son of David, the one who comes in the name of the Lord, it says all of Jerusalem was asking, who is this man? Does that confuse you? I'm always interested in things like, wait a minute. They just proclaimed who he was. And yet, all of Jerusalem is asking, who is this man? So if I were to ask the high priest, if I were to ask the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who is this man? I think they would have answered, he's an imposter. He's an agitator. He's a threat. That's their answer to the question. Judas? Judas felt disappointed. He thought Jesus was going to be this militant king. And he saw Jesus as an opportunity for personal gain, did he not? That's who Jesus was to Judas. Herod? Jesus was a joke. Jesus was a joke. He made fun of him, and he was an annoyance. Get out of here. Go back to Pilate. Pilate? If you asked Pilate, who is this? He would have said, a puzzle. Can't figure out who he is. Can't figure out why this is happening. He would have called him an innocent man, and he did. And he finally would have seen him as a threat, which is why he allowed the crucifixion to happen. The people on the streets called him the Messiah. They called him the king. But soon, they were going to call him a treasonous man. We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him. The disciples, until the point that they were frightened, would have probably called him teacher, close friend. And Mary, it's her boy. Who is Jesus? Who is this man to us? Who do you say he is? The story is so well known. These people are going to turn on him. These people who are waving branches just like we were and singing Hosanna are soon going to turn on him and scream for his crucifixion. How are we doing? We just shouted Hosanna. Who is Jesus to us today? Lord? Savior? Trusted friend? Messiah? Maybe for some, he's a disappointment. He's a punisher. He causes bad things to happen. Maybe he's a deserter. Do you ever feel like he's left you? Some of us are going through tough times. Sometimes it doesn't feel quite like I can get behind the Hosannas when things are tough. It's not always easy to believe that Jesus is for us. It's not always easy. But Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, then who can be against us? And in Matthew 28:20, he promises, he says, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. Yeah. Who is Jesus? Our answer may show that we have a kind of fickle faith, just as those people in Jerusalem had, just as his followers had when they're about to run away, when he's arrested. Here's a question that I thought would help. It helps me. If I ask God who I am, what would he answer? If I ask God who you are, what would he answer? What would he answer? Thank you, Judy. Thank you. I'm a daughter of the king. Ooh, that feels good. You guys, you're a son of the king. Wow, who is Jesus? There's so many answers, but in the end, for me, this is what I know. He is the one who loves me. He is the one who is always with me. He is my Savior. He is my best friend. He is my Redeemer. He is so many things, but He is the one who loves me, and He is the one who loves you extravagantly, recklessly, forever, unconditionally. Hosanna! Can you say it with me? Hosanna. That's it? He loves you. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, thank you. How it must have been for you, riding into Jerusalem, hearing the joy and yet knowing what was coming. Lord, help us to be faithful. And Lord, when we're not, help us to be grateful that you are. Lord, let us approach this week with gratitude and remembrance. It's in your name we pray. Amen.